they're taking a little bit of a risk. They understand that everybody's online now. So instead of doing a show on television, they're going to try to do it online. So we are going to make them only about 6 minutes long. So they're short and sweet, but still very educational, fun, and perfect for the family and for teachers as well. And once you have them or find that they're available online, you can access them whenever you need them, because once again, they're on YouTube. And we think that it'll be extremely convenient for a lot of people. First one premiered, it was called Reef Madness. It tells the story of a group called Coral Restoration Foundation. These folks are going out into the Florida Keys, fragmenting coral, which means they're breaking off healthy coral, and they're regrowing them in new locations. So in the past, the coral has been really struggling. Well, I guess it is still today anyway. And they are noticing the difference. So they want to do everything they can to increase the coral reef numbers, which even though they look like a bunch of colorful rocks down there, they're actually living creatures called coral polyps. And without that coral reef, it could mess up the entire balance of the ocean ecosystem. So these folks are definitely doing some amazing work. The next one is what you guys are going to be the most excited about. It's on the American bison. I took people to South Dakota because this is where I'm from. I wanted to show off that we're not just that box state with the faces in the rocks, which I hear a lot. There's a lot more to us. We're great people, and we have amazing ecosystems. And I wanted to show off the amazing story of the American bison and how they were struggling really bad in the past. But thanks to efforts from folks at Custer State Park, the numbers have increased significantly. And that's just a success story. So pretty stoked about that.
And that you get a new webisode every Sunday. Is that right?
Yep. Every Sunday in November, okay. You can find them on wildkingdom.com. Or you can go to our YouTube channel at Wild Kingdom TV. If you want more updates about these, you can visit any of our social media pages. So our Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, and those are at Wild Kingdom or Wild Kingdom TV. So if you just go to wildkingdom.com, you can find all of the resources that you need to constantly stay in touch with us to find out when our episodes are airing and any fun behind the scenes pictures and videos. And of course, any new news about what's going to be happening for season two.
You're a South Dakota girl. Tell us about your background.
All right. So I grew up in Pierce, South Dakota, and I went to school at South Dakota State University. And I've always been obsessed with animals and nature. I just felt a really deep connection ever since I was a little girl, and I keep working with animals as much as possible. But by the time I got in college, I was really torn between really taking a risk and going for that field, or if I wanted to be an educator or a counselor. And I was really lucky enough to discover that zoos had education departments, and that was what I was good at. So I was like, holy cow, this is perfect for me. And I took an unpaid internship at Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium and actually got it. And then from that point on, I became so addicted, and I knew that's what exactly I was meant to do with my life. So I worked there for a little while and traveled overseas, working in Japan and Africa, and eventually popped around to the San Diego Zoo, the Honolulu Zoo, and then did some work in Australia, Papua New Guinea, Borneo, New Zealand, Malaysia, and Thailand. And then found myself back in Hawaii, relaxing for a little bit, only to discover that Wild Kingdom was looking for a host, which just so happened to be my dream job that I was working towards. And I don't know how, but I got it.